SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy final hour of CNL as we have lots of NFL to get to. Hopefully peek at some of the college games too. We got the golf kicking off on Thursday in Napa. Heading out to Cali. Swing season. Let's go.
Toasty
at 270-1. 207, and this is guy, when you talk about a tournament. Let me finish this off here. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. All right, hi Joe.
Hi Carver.
You talk
I'm ready.
About now. I know that you're not going to be in the mix because it's football time for Joe, and he's not going to be involved in swing season golf. But if there was ever a week of this, like, you talk about a Joe Lisi, who's who. They should just call this, forget whatever the dopey name they call it now, the Pro Core Championship or something. They should call this the Go for the Two Classic, is what they should call this tournament. When you look at some of the names,
really?
What do we got here? J.J. Spuds, Harry English, Big Bo Hostler.
Who's
you've got
J. J.
Rico
Spuds?
Hoey.
Rico
Hoey. Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens. Maddie Schmid. Who else do we got here off of the Joe list? JoJo Highsmith is here this week. David Skins is here. Alejandro Toasty. I mean, the list goes on and on here, Joe. Jason Hadley. Riders
Ooh.
On the Storm.
Who?
Nico
Riders
Echevarria.
What?
Yeah. You got a lot of your guys in this. This is the Go for the Two Classic. Napa.
I got a sledgehammer crypto play in college football.
Hold
you could put
second.
It with the golf. You could put it with the golf.
All right. What do you want to put it with the golf? Go ahead. Put it with the golf.
So now you got me. I might take Toasty, Hoey. Now you're telling me he's got a legitimate. Am I boring you? You're telling me he's got a legitimate.
Let me just tell you something, Joe. When you get to this time of the day, and now you got to watch me on here, I'm going to tell you right now, the one kid was up at 5:15 kicking me in the bed at 5:15 this morning, had to get them both out to school, come back coast to coast, run to the softball game, run back here, run out of here.
Oh.
I'm about at the end, Joe, so believe me, Joe, I am at the end of the line here.
I was just
But I'm
joking.
Still fired up
We're
enough. I'm still fired
here.
Up enough to be with you, Joe,
family.
Don't worry. Give
That's
me the
right.
give me the smashed play. Go ahead. Give me the sledgehammer play.
You're not gonna like it. You're not gonna like it. I can't. You want the sledgehammer play?
Yeah.
LSU sledgehammer.
Bah. I gotta tell you,
you love South Carolina.
I love LSU this week.
This is a double digit 20-point win. 20-point.
This is at 6.5 now. It's under a touchdown.
Good.
6.5.
Let it get to 5.5. Carver, let it get to 5.5. They are 15-2-1 all time against South Carolina. Lenore Sellers is good. He's not elite. And everybody thinks that Nussmeier is going to throw all over them. I'm going to tell you this right now. Listen, look at me. I'm going to tell you this right now. They're going to run it right down their throats. Josh Williams, Caleb Jackson. Action, Jackson.
Action,
anybody with a last action. Name Jackson, Jaquindon Action Jackson, gave me the cover last week. Caleb Action Jackson. Action Jackson. I'm telling you, 6.5, Let them bet it down. Sledgehammer play. Put it with Toasty. Put it with Pharrell. Put it with him. 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 Who do you want to do? Your LSU, Toasty, Hoey. What do you want? Say, who's this JJ Spuds? Who, is that the guy's real name?
JJ Spawn. JJ Spawn.
You call him JJ Spuds?
JJ Spuds, yeah. JJ Spuds.
Is Malnati? Malnati? Pete Malnati?
No. No Malnati this week. Yeah. That's the only guy really that we're missing that would make this the true Go for the Two Classic, as if we had Malnati in there. But we do,
do we
not
have another Malnati. Italian? Another Italian playing in this? Hang on, let me look at this.
We go down the list. I'm sure we could find some.
Trying to say
you.
The Italians are always at the bottom? That's not nice. It's not nice.
Your boy Austin Cook playing.
Trying to say that. You're Austin trying to say. Cook. Look, there's a couple of things the Italians aren't good at. Basketball and although Vinny Del Negro was pretty good back in the day, wasn't he? No?
He had some moments. He had some moments, sure.
I mean, who else?
Yeah, I mean, listen. It's,
we have no Italian in here? We got nobody?
No Italian in here. Nobody
Wait
in
a minute.
Here, Joe.
What about this guy? Who's this guy? Carver.
Who?
Cody, don't call me Bibble Gribble.
Who? Who? What are you talking about? Who?
Cody, don't call me Bibble Gribble.
It's hard when you find one that I haven't even heard of yet. That's hard to do, Joe.
Go scroll all the way down. He's 1,000 to 1. Cody Gribble.
Yeah, he's not going to make my card, Joe. He won't be on the card.
Why?
The Gribble. Gribble Fribble. Not going to be there.
We have no. There's no Italian in the. How about this guy?
Can we get Gunnar Henderson here to go yard, Joe? Sure. Gunnar Henderson put one in the seats at Fenway.
How about this, Russell? Come on. Don't call me Chuck Knox.
Russell Knox, yeah, a little lefty with a big heart. Sure,
he's a lefty.
What about Andrew?
I'm a lefty.
Andrew Putnam. That's not a home run, Gunnar.
What do we got going on? I notice you're not even keeping me updated on the red game. You know, I took the alt over. You're not giving me any updates.
Joe, somebody would have to score for me to update you. Still 1-1, bottom of the fifth. 1-1, bottom of the fifth. All right, Joe, I'm losing focus here. We spent too much time on the golf during the football
week. You're driving the bus. What do you want?
Too much time in the golf.
Cody, you don't. I told you, smash play, LSU, smash play, crypto, 5-diamond special, week 2, right out of the gate, week 3.
What'd you think of how about the Lions, Montgomery shoving it down the Rams' throat there in overtime, 26-20. Nice win.
I honestly was so tired from doing college football and pro football today, I fell asleep in overtime. I woke up and hit the parlay.
Watch the game?
I watched the game into the fourth quarter. I had a couple of glasses of vino. I passed out on the couch. What do you want from me? No good?
Cowboys like win big. Dak gets a lot of money.
Yeah, what about Deshaun? You tell me what they're telling me. They can't cut their ties with this guy?
I think that because they gave him so much guaranteed money, I was reading an article today that I think if they just flat out got rid of him, like the cap is like $100 million or something like that next year. And of course, the Santander then goes in homers right after. So we weren't on Santander tonight. I think we were on him last night, too. So tonight, Santander homers, of course. Ties the game at 2.
Zigging when you should be zagging. 8-3 Minnesota. 8-3 Minnesota. That's not good.
Frustrating, Joe. Very frustrating. Very frustrating. Deshaun Watson, Joe, is finished in more ways than one. Let's just put it that way. He is so bad.
He is
quarterback.
Bad. I know.
He is so awful. And now, more legal problems, too. They did the Browns a favor by not putting him on that list. I mean, they hurt the Browns. Browns probably wish he went on the whatever that list is called that they're not putting him on for all of his legal problems. Maybe they could. Browns are like, take him. Put him on the list, please. Get him out of the building. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you listening on the grid. Quickly, Joe, our boy Craig on Twitter, and I mentioned this to Cam on Coast to Coast on Wednesday during Golf Wednesdays. That's right. I brought Golf Wednesdays back, Joe. Just, you know, I don't care that it's football season. Golf Wednesdays always live on C2C. Mark put the Hubbard in the cupboard. He says duffel bag smash play for him this week. Now, this guy, Joe, Mark Hubbard, obviously, he has enough credentials to play in this tournament, but he forgot to sign up, so he wasn't on the in the field for this tournament. So instead of crying about it or saying, you know, all right, I guess I got to wait around and play next week, he goes to the Monday qualifier, Joe, and had the low round. It was the low medal, so he got himself into the tournament, even though he missed the signups for it. So Mark Hubbard, who's sitting around, I think, Joe, around 80-1. If you want to go take a ride, check it out with him. Also, Ross telling us on Twitter, the fans listen for the I said it, which is probably
they
true,
do.
Joe. The fans they listen
do
for
said
the
it.
I said it.
They like the I said it. I said it. Him.
We will, Joe, we'll hit some other things from the NFL as we move on and look at some of these games for this week. We have to start, though, of course, Thursday night, Bills mm-hmm. and Dolphins. You'll be on, of course, on the TV side, taking care of your business with the football, Pro Football Today crew for the Bills and the Fish down at Hard Rock in the night game. A few things here, Joe. I told you earlier in the show, we already know what Allen does against Miami. It's extremely impressive how he destroys them every single time that he plays them. I also think the Bills catch a big break, Joe, playing the Dolphins in September, but at night and not on a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock where it's a billion degrees out there, which is actually the only time Allen lost to him in his last 11, 12 games. That was a couple years ago, that early September game. They lost 21-19, and the Bills were all sweating their behinds off out there on the sideline. So I think a little advantage there as well, Joe, for Buffalo, that they get this at night.
I'm with Buffalo. I'm taking the points. I'm taking them on the money line. And the alts, I think I'll look more towards the Buffalo side than I will Miami. I don't want any piece of Tyreek, even though he stepped up. I want Waddle. 63 yards last week was his total. He blew through that. They hung another 63.5. I'm going to alt him up to 100. I think Waddle's the guy. Now, Achane is not going to play in this game, right? Or he
is. It's a game time decision. Mostert is not going to play. He has already been ruled out. Achane is a game time decision, Joe.
Okay. So for me, you know, if Miami can't run the football, Carver, they're completely one dimensional. I think the Bills can get after Tua. I'm just not sold on Miami. You know, maybe I'm wrong, you know, and I'm a Dolphin fan, but I also have to bet objectively. I told Donnie, this morning on the early line, I love Cook, and you and I could disagree. I was on Cook last week, 61.5. I'm taking Cook again in the rushing attack because I think they want to run it on the road a little over 80. And I think at plus 165, the kid's got to eat, Carver. He had two touchdowns on the ground last year. They don't like feeding this guy. He can catch, he can run. Well, I mean, the guy had two rushing touchdowns last year. They put in sweet baby Ray Davis. The guy's 5'6", 200 pounds. Can we put in James Cook, the thoroughbred, the Kentucky Derby guy?
No, the only way James Cook is getting rushing touchdowns is if he's breaking them. Because you know what the Bill offense is when they get inside the 10. Or I'll even go further. I'll even say inside the 15 now. Allen is going to be a pig down there. In that area, he is going to hold on the ball. He is going to do it himself.
He's gonna. What is he gonna have?
You know, Joe. I know a lot of people love saying that, and maybe that will catch up to him at some point. But everybody's been saying that for 5 years that he can't take these shots. Well, guess what? He really hasn't. He hasn't really had any major injuries where he's missed a ton of time.
All right.
He hasn't.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I think.
I'm gonna bet against.
Look, we criticize guys, Joe. One second. We criticize guys who are made of glass all the time, right? This guy's always hurt. This guy's always hurt. He's made of glass. He's this, that. I think we also have to give credit to guys like Allen, who really never get hurt and play through a lot of stuff. And for some reason, whether it's their bodies, whatever, it just, he takes so many hits. And I'm with you. I can't believe some of the hits that he takes and he puts right. himself into. And he still gets up and he still keeps on trucking. So
I'm not. No,
I think he's just one of those guys.
Allen. I like Allen, and I told you I would take a bet on them at +950 to win the AFC this year. When everybody's down on Buffalo, I'll take a shot. I still think they're the best team in the AFC East. I said that hands down, and I think they're right now they're playing better than Cincinnati. Obviously, they have better weapons. Joey Silka has nothing. He's holding that water bottle. I mean, you know. I'm worried. But I think he bounces back this week. All right, let's put this together.
Well, when we come back, we'll put it together because we're going to run out of time with about a minute left. You want Waddle nice in the burn. Lineup here, Joe, I guess, for our fantasy team this week?
We're playing Waddle. Yes, I want Waddle. I want Waddle in the lineup. The kid's a burner.
We have to change anything, Joe. Unless McCaffrey doesn't play. That's the only guy we would have to take out.
He's not playing. McCaffrey. He's got Achilles tendonitis.
I don't expect him to play, Joe.
I mean, come on.
Get Wandell Robinson in there against the Washington. Yes. Boy, Wandell. Well, I mean, we have to completely smash Reed out if Malik Willis is playing quarterback, right? It is just, you can't. Malik Willis. Such a hack. They might run some sweeps for Reed, though, Joe. Might run some sweeps for him.
Yeah, but I can't do it.
Did you see that LaFleur is still trying to sell people that Love might play? Have you seen that, Joe? Today he said he hasn't been ruled out for week two, that he hasn't been ruled out. What kind of game is he trying to play with that?
All these coaches do the same thing. Yeah, I mean, come on. Come on, he's not playing. They almost cracked his ankle in half. I mean,
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. There it is. Wow, wow. All right, Joe, let's do it. The SGP for the Bills and the Dolphins on Thursday night. Now, did they give you, I'm sure they're giving you some kind of a freebie that's like, you probably get like a triple-digit freebie or a risk-free or a profit boost. I'm sure they're giving you all that, right, Joe? Get all that from them? Oh, here it is. No sweat, same-game parlay. I got it, Joe. Yeah. No sweat, same game parlay. Real nice of them. $5 they gave me. $5. No sweat. $5, Joe. I wish I was lying. $5.
I don't think I got more than that.
You know the more than that? You got triple digits, probably. You got a 5 in yours, all right. A 5 with a couple of zeros after. Probably what you got.
Hang on. Let me see what they gave me here. I don't think so, Corva. You see, You're always jealous about the numbers that they gave me.
You got to opt in, Joe. You got to opt in. I mean, opt in and see what they give you.
Yeah, I'm opted in. You ready?
What'd you get?
Ready?
Yeah.
They gave me no sweat token. Hang on.
What'd you get?
I'm looking.
$100. Ah, I said triple digits. Did say triple digits you were going to get. So it must be nice. Joe gets $100, no sweat, same game, and I get five. $5 is what I get. Must be nice, Joe. Must be nice.
You know what they're doing to you? You know what they're doing to you? They're like playing you like Billy Betts. Your money's no good in this place.
That's kind of what they're saying to me. I understand that.
So maybe we might have to.
We might have to dump it all out and put it into somewhere else then.
Maybe you haven't heard. You've been away a long
time.
The
tune changes.
No more shines. That could be.
Start us off, Joe. Pick one for us. Or do you want me to start it off?
I'll give you one. Ready? No, I'll do it. Yeah. James Cook, anytime touchdown, +165.
That's fine. Hopefully he breaks one. Actually, I have it right now, Joe, at plus 180 on here. I have it plus 180.
Even better.
Right now. Even better, Joe says. I said the guys in the chat we'd do Coleman. They don't have an alt for Coleman right now, Joe? No alt?
How do they not have an alt?
I'm seeing right now. Let's see what I got. Oh, here we go. We got an alt. 50 at plus 124.
All right. You can get me in on that. You can get it done. You can get it done.
He's going to be involved. He's going to be involved. What do you got?
You got to get it done. All right. So I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm up. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? I want to take Waddle. Do you want a dolphin or you want a bill?
Well, I mean, I know that we sometimes try to make it 2-2 in these games and try to have a couple from each team, but if we both feel this good about Buffalo.
I'll do this. You ready? I got a good one.
Yeah.
Waddle, 6+ receptions.
You don't want to do the yards, huh?
Nope.
Why?
Because I think Tua's going to get checked down a lot, and I think he's going to look to Waddle in the slot. I think Waddle in last game, didn't he have a bunch of short catches last year, in last year's game at the end?
We'd have to bring up the box score, Joe, and check. I'm not very sure. I don't remember him having a bunch of short catches. I just don't know why we don't. I mean, I guess if that's what you want to do, Joe, it's your selection. So you want 6 grabs for Waddle?
Yep.
6 receptions. How many did he have last week?
Waddle, I got it here, had. Joe. I got it right got here. It.
I'm ahead of you already. Waddle had 5 grabs. He had 5 grabs. That would make it a loser. How many times did he have 6 grabs last year?
Here we go. We got to get with these breakdowns.
These things are important, Joe, whether you like them or not. Remember, he didn't play the last couple of games. I mean, look at this, Joe. 1, 8, 6, 5, 8, 4, 3, 7, 6. So, 4, 4, 4, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games last year he had 6 grab catches. I don't love this.
You want the yards? All right, let's take the yards. All right, here we go. All right, let's take 80 plus.
You see,
Waddle.
I'm just trying to give you some data here, Joe. He doesn't. Yeah,
I know. Everybody's looking at the same data.
I feel like for as rare that it happens, it should be a better price.
We'll just do the yards.
Carver Lee, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We'll come back and finish this off right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you. Good to have you with us as always. Okay, Joe. Few other things here. Let's get the last leg in. So, actually, are we taking the 6 receptions out or not? I mean, this seems like...
Yeah, we take 80-plus yards. 80-plus yards.
80-plus yards. What are they giving you for 80-plus yards?
2-something or 158 for something. I forget what it was.
Let's see.
Man, this rag game is gutless. Jeez.
I got to tell you, Joe, I like the 80 better than the 6. I'd prefer the 80.
I just said take the 80.
Now, since we both like the Bills, do we go 3-1 this week since we're going with Buffalo, or do you want me to pick a Dolphin here to double it up?
No, do whatever you want. And we got a Dolphin. Pick God. Who do you want to take?
You already have a touchdown in there, so it's hard for us to go with that. Allen will be a pig, though, Joe. He usually is. You could probably put Allen in there, too. Now, one thing Allen always does is he always throws for 2+ touchdowns against them. What's the Allen number for 2+ touchdowns? 104. Let's put that in, Joe. 2 passing touchdowns for Allen. Why is that bad? You shook your head. Now I know what you're probably. You're shaking your head now, Joe. What do you want? What do you got?
I mean, I wouldn't go that route, but okay. I mean,
wouldn't you go that route? Because you see, this is where we come into a problem. You think it's going to be a grind it out game? You're going to grind it out. I think the game's fast and loose. I think the game's fast and loose. Then
can we take Josh Allen 250 at even money?
250, huh?
Yeah, all he does is beat up on Miami. All he does is do this. I mean, what did he have last week?
He didn't get to 250 last week. Let me see, Joe. What do you have last week? Let's find out. Last week he had 232.
Yeah, so let's go to 250.
All right. That's what you want to do? You want to go to 250?
No, it's not what I want to do. You want to go with these two touchdowns. If he's
it's only my pick, you know, but I'm letting you run around here with Waddle getting 80 yards, so I really should do whatever I want.
Wait a second. You are really gutless. You were hiding behind that mic for how long? No, you are. Because my pick was the 6+ receptions, and you didn't like it, and I conformed.
Yeah, but it's a bad pick. It wasn't a good pick. It's just for the price. Like, if you look at how many times he's had 6 receptions in the last year, I should be getting more than, what was it, +130 or something like that? Like, it should be like 200. Like, I feel like it should be more.
Absolutely.
It doesn't happen very often. He doesn't do it that often.
Oh, my.
What about this Mac Hollins? You want to get Mac in? Big Mac?
Make a selection. Is it going to be Allen or is it going to be Hollins?
Now we're going to Allen Rush because of what you did. Now we're going to run the ball with Allen after all this.
The game plan change. No, don't do that. This is how we lose these bets. You're always like the Achilles heel. 250.
Nope. Allen, 40 yards rushing.
He's not going to get 40 yards.
He's not going to get 40 yards. Is that what you're telling me? You're saying he's not going to get 40 yards. Let's see.
Why is it plus What's money then for him to get? Can't we just do 250 through the air? He threw for 300 the last time he was there. Could we take Josh Allen through the air, please?
67 against the Dolphins last year. 67. Now, he threw for 320 and 359 against the Dolphins last year. 320 and 359.
You're killing me, Garmin. Killing me.
Fine. Once again, you made all the picks, okay? You made all the picks. There you go.
You made all the picks. 250. I made all the picks. 250.
You made all the picks. 250.
Honestly, that's a smart play.
This is how, now it's all right for you. You see, this plus 1827, which honestly, it's a little light. I mean, it's okay for you because you got $100 Mac. You got $100 on the give back. I got $5, Joe. I get $5 on the risk free. I mean, doesn't even win me $100. What you got me coming back with here? I mean, you give me nothing. It's just
What do you want? Do you want the rush yards? Do you want the rush yards?
It's over now. I've already put it in. I put it in. Allen 250. The last leg.
1827. You make it sound like it's cheap.
It's cheap when they're giving you $5, Joe. It's cheap. You get 100. It's not cheap. You get 100. You had to lay it out. Risk free. 100. Lay it out.
You're gonna win a grand.
$5.
You're gonna close to a grand. You're gonna win.
What the hell are you talking about, Joe? $5 is $91. What do you mean?
That's great. That's like pizza money.
Ah, Joe. Come on. That's unfair. That's a bad job by you. That's a bad job.
But here's the thing, Corbin. This has a legitimate shot to win. Okay?
Oh, this has legs. You're saying this has life, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like,
I should just play it. No risk free. Just play it to play it, is what you're saying. Just play it to play it.
I mean, if this hits, I'm only going to win 1546.
How is that? How do you mean you're only going to win 1546?
Because I didn't put it in for 100. I put it in for 84.58.
Why? They're giving you 100.
I did 84.58. I didn't feel like I rounded it off.
You couldn't get the 1542 scratch together to finish it off? You couldn't finish on? You couldn't find $15.42 to finish it off? What do you mean 84.58? What?
took money out. I took when I hit the big parlay. I
see,
took
you're
money
doing
out.
This on gonna... purpose here too, because now it's like this is like a big dog thing for you. I got $5 on this thing. You can go up to 100, and you're 84. You know, decimals. Move the decimal over. Let me do this. That's a bad job by you.
That's not a bad job by me. It's money management. It's risk mitigation. It's
I'm saving a quarter of a unit over here on the side for a big play. I got a big two touchdown parlay that I'm going to put together.
No, but I did hear a funny story over the weekend. We were, I forget, I'm not going to mention who I was talking to. It was prepping for college football today, and somebody was jibber-jabbing about, you know, how successful this one person was. And I go, yeah, he's successful. It's up 40 units. I had to stop. I almost spit out my coffee. I had to with the units, the unit play. I love when, you know, that's big now units. On Twitter. You know, units. I'm
stack,
a unit player.
Stack the units, everybody. Joe. You have to stack up all the units.
I'm a big player. I'm a huge. Where's, you know, no offense. Where's the old man been? The old man's been, what'd they hit him with, a crane? Or a mattress smack? He ain't opening up his mouth anymore.
He only comes out for the big events. World Series, Final Four. Yeah, so he only comes out for those.
They billy clubbed him in March Madness when he backed the Cougars. Where is he now? Back in the Astros. Is he coming back for more?
He did get billy clubbed by Houston in the Final Four, that's for sure. Billy club. Billy club special.
They smashed him. He was a glutton for it. Was a glutton for the they were rolling out the red carpet. Hey, come here. Come here. We got the private room for you. Don't worry.
Come on in. Come on in. We got you.
You got the wheel. Remember when he did the wheel
call?
Oh, the biggest sports betting gambling history. Where's Mattress Mac? Where's Mattress Mac? Retail down. He might be.
Sports Radio. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM on 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe, we're running out of time. It's just we don't have enough together anymore. During the week to be able to get
it.
So we're good with that, right? You're going to take your little $100 on the 1827.
No, 100. I put 84.58.
Oh, that's right. 84.58. I apologize. 84.58. You left. Couldn't find the 1552 to finish it off. So no,
I just didn't feel like putting money in. I put whatever was in the account. I took money out after the same game parlay on Monday. And I had 84.58, and I put the free bet in on the Reds tonight.
All right, so that's good. That's a good to go.
Smash special. Hey, I'll tell you this. The cats could be barking. The cats could be barking in Lexington with Brock Vandegrift this weekend. They could be barking. I'm just saying. Last four meetings in Lexington. Okay, I'm just saying. Be careful. Tread lightly.
Did you watch them last week?
I did watch them. Could have been a look ahead spot, but it was a first conference game, you know.
Look ahead.
When you have the number one, team coming into your house, you know, there's the potential to maybe look ahead. They shouldn't have looked ahead from South Carolina. They have
24
lost
and a half right
straight.
Now. 24 and a half.
Last four games in Lexington have been decided by 10.2. Those cats and Vandegrift could be barking.
Not this one. This one won't be decided by 10.2. This one will be decided by like 30.2. Yeah, this one's going to be decided by that.
You like Georgia? Could make it a
smash
bet now.
Smash special.
Hang on.
Hang on.
It's in the data bank. See how Thursday night goes on the big show. As you like to call it, Thursday night.
The big show.
Moving on up. Maybe you haven't heard.
I know you have, Joe. Does it bother you that they're playing the Apple Cup and the Civil War in September as opposed to the last game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, this is a late in the year thing. I mean, these teams haven't even really come into form, and we got to watch. I mean, week three for both of these games? Week three?
You know, these other teams have big Big Ten schedules to get to now, Joe. They don't have time to mess around. It's Big Ten schedules they have.
Please. Washington State. We got the kid from Mississippi State, deer in the headlights, Will Rogers. Every big game he has, he's a human turnover machine. Ask every time what his stats were every time he played Alabama. He has hit more times than a pinata. Unbelievable. It was amazing.
Yeah. Ducks and the Beavers splashing around this week. I like the Beavers, Joe. I know that everybody's probably like going to be on him with that.
I'm not going to bet that game. You're not going to get me in on that game.
Couple not good rivalries. Backyard Brawl this week. The Backyard Brawl, West Virginia.
Two and a half. West Virginia and Pitt.
I got 1.5 here.
Well, it opened at 2.5. Monday night, it was two and a half. But, you know. I mean, any type
Gunnar
of rivalry,
Henderson's
you know,
again
it's going to be there.
Here in the 10th. Can this guy homer, Joe?
Can we get the red game into extra? I think that's
what do you
want
to get into extras at 1-1 so that they can dime you all the way to your
I just don't want to lose it. I don't want to – my early line parlay, I want to nail it. I want to go 7-1. The cap was right. The cap was right.
Make sure you put the right units together. Another one.
Give it to me.
You give the fighting Blewitts a shot in Columbia against Missouri with the 16.5?
You know, that line is fishy to me. I'm sorry. I mean, they're begging you, I think, to take Castellanos in Boston College. I don't like the game. I mean, I do like it. I like Missouri.
This guy sucks.
Honestly. Do I really have a runner on first? For St. Louis?
I'm not watching that game. I'm not in on that game.
Here we go. You're gutless. Yeah, we do.
I got my own problems here. I got my own problems. I'm not watching that dopey red Cardinal game. I don't need need for it.
All about you.
What are you playing that game
for? It's all about you're a glutton. Because I have a bet on it. What do you mean? Altered. 7.5 plus money. So anyway, listen to me. So they're begging you to take Boston College, I think. And Boston College has a great rushing attack. 282 yards on the ground. Missouri's played nobody. Buffalo, and I think, what did they play? Eastern Illinois or Indiana State? They have two shutouts. I think this game, honestly, will be like a 14-point game headed into the fourth, and they'll tack one on, and somehow, some way, they'll cover.
What do you think of this Thursday night game? Arizona State visiding Texas State. State team out of the Sun Belt. Thursday at 7:30.
Oh, I thought you were talking
Arizona State at Texas State. Yeah. -1.5 for the Bobcats and a 60.5 total. It's a big total.
Carver, I sort of like Dillingham. I've watched them now in back-to-back games. I know you didn't like Miss State. They pounded Miss State. That front seven pounded them. Are you kidding me? Sam Leonard threw for 75 yards in that game.
Joe.
Because they were in the desert? Is that what you're going to tell me? You're going to tell me because they were in the desert?
This mighty Arizona team, Arizona State team. Yeah. Why are they – they're dogs in this spot, Joe. After these great big performances that they had against Mississippi State and Wyoming, they smashed them the first week. Why are they 1.5-point dogs at Texas State? I know Texas State is a good football team. Well, 1.5. And everyone's on Arizona State. 70% of the money, 75% of the tickets. Everybody's on Dillingham.
I want to see it. I want to see it. Yeah, I don't believe you. 75. You get Fergese information.
You want it? I don't get your Fergese information. 77% of the bets are on Arizona State. 66% of the money's on Arizona State. That's from this book that I got open here.
Smash job, Arizona State. I like Levitt.
I'm on Texas State.
All right, you know what? Point that finger again. That's tomorrow night when the game is on. Is that tomorrow?
That's a good Thursday game. Night, Joe. Thursday night, 7:30.
How am I going to cover both? I'm going to have it on my phone. I'm going to have to keep it down.
We'll be on for Arizona and Kansas State. That's Friday night. Is Arizona
That's a great
Kansas
game.
State.
I like Kansas State in that game. I think they resort back to their ways. They somehow, some way, lucked out in the bayou.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's one, Joe, that I used to always would let breathe all the way through. Well, Uncle Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Okay, Joe. Obviously, Friday night, we will get through all of it in terms of all the games. We'll have the picks. We'll do 1 hour NFL, 1 hour college football. We ran through a couple of college games. We'll do everything else on Friday. In terms of the NFL, is there already any other games that are sticking out for you, Joe? I've seen a lot of people.
What,
a lot
NFL
of people
games?
love the Chargers in Carolina. Everybody thinks Carolina is going to get walked on every week now. You mentioned before the Bengals and the Chiefs. And O'Neal, I think, just hit it, and he did. Tyler O'Neal, walk-off homer for the Red Sox. So 5-3, they beat the Orioles. The Orioles had scored a run in the top half of the 10th. Bottom of the 10th, Tyler O'Neal walks it off. Yankees are in extras, or in the bottom of the 9th, I should say, with the Royals. So we'll see if it will stay at a half a game. Go ahead, Joe. Anything you like.
Yeah, the one that I told you I liked Cincinnati, but I'm starting to like Tampa Bay more and more. You know, it's again another rematch of the playoff win. Lions obviously got the win and cover in regards to that matchup. It sailed through the over. That was a Billy Club special over last year, remember? In regards to the playoff win. It was. That was the total. It started slow and then came out. I'm telling you this, I believe in Baker. I believe in Tampa Bay being much better than people think. And I still think they're the best team in the division, Carver. They get this win over Detroit. They're playing with house money a little bit, right? I mean, and again, I don't think, obviously, they're as complete as San Francisco or the Eagles, for that matter. But they're not going to be 26-1 if they beat Detroit in their building to win the NFC. I like Tampa Bay plus this. I like them outright as a money line play this Sunday. I'm taking the 7 with Baker. I like them this weekend.
I like them too, Joe, actually. I think it's too many points, honestly. 7 points in that game seems like a lot. Bucs are a good squad, and they've played well, especially last year against the Lions. They played well too. There's a lot of road favorites this week, Joe. Lots of home dogs up and down the card. You know, there's a few that stick out. You know, the Patriots are getting 3.5 at home against the Seahawks. I know it's a tough trip, West Coast to East Coast, the early start, blah, 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 blah. But you know what, Joe? I think the Patriots had their moment last week against the Bengals. Right. I don't expect them to do that every single week.
I'm not betting the game. It's a good look in regards to Seattle with that. I mean, Seattle, a defensive-minded coach, 1 o'clock kick, not a bad look. Geno, the better quarterback. I'll give you one more. I love the total. I'm throwing it out there. I love the total. Jacksonville and the Browns. I might alt that up. I think it's a bounce back spot.
You like it to the over. You like it to the over.
I do. I do. I'll throw it out there now. I'm definitely playing that. And I'll give you one more that I think is very intriguing that stood out to me in regards to the breakdowns. Pittsburgh is going to club Denver. And I'll say this, bigger question.
I don't know about
bigger
that.
Question. All right, well, bigger question. If he wins 2 games under his belt, what happens?
I got to tell you, if he wins like he did last week, Joe, you know, he didn't get a touchdown. He had 6 field goals. He won the game. I get that. But you listen to Tomlin again this week, and it's like he's dying to play Russ. Like, he wants to play Russ badly. And yes, if they win, it's very hard if they got to go 2-0 on the road and then you sit them down. I think that would be very tough to do, but I think they need to put some points on the board, Joe, in order for that to stick.
He wins 28-17 over the Broncos.
He'll start
week 3.
If it's one of these 13-10 games again, 18-10, whatever. No. I think he's going to go to Wilson.
28-17, he throws for 200 and runs for another 50.
If he does that in the game, I think it would be very hard for Tomlin to take him out. Tomlin would have a lot to, you know, that would, that he's going to open himself up for some major second guessing if he took Fields out after a 2-0 start and he actually produced some yards and some offense and some points in the second game. Joe, you, of course, will be on Thursday night on the TV side during the Bills and the Dolphins. Hopefully it's a smash job by the Bills. I'll see you back here for Carver and Lisi on Friday night. We'll do all the picks. 1 hour NFL, 1 hour college football. We'll get it all done. Great job by Hit for Bell. As always, great job by you, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Ask some tickets. We'll see you Friday on the grid.